This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Official song of Top 11 Week on WIP in the afternoon show. We can all be friends.
I mean, we are friends.
We are
just
friends.
Don't agree.
Yeah, well, some lists are right, some lists are wrong, but we're still friends.
Some lists are dead wrong.
Yeah, well,
man,
that's true.
That
like Zach Wheeler at 9,
that Kyle
dead wrong.
That Kyle Quinn list is garbage.
Can we all come together and agree DeCamera's list is the worst one we've heard today?
Yeah, probably.
He has Ranger on the list.
Yeah, it's tough.
I like Ranger. I don't know if anyone's a bigger fan in this city of Ranger Suarez than Joe DeCamera. He loves the guy. And right now he's pitching well. But
look, I love Ranger
11,
too, but I think, yeah.
We got a lot of good players in this city. Top 11.
We are the epitome of sports fans when you think about it. Like, we believe what we believe.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that nobody can say.
And some people.
That's going to change.
Some people are right. Some people are wrong.
Some
that's
people
what I
are
believe.
Delusional.
Yeah, well.
And some people are beyond delusional.
Well, that's WIP for you. All right. Tasty Cake Dom is up. He's not. I don't think he's delusional.
We'll,
what's up?
Yeah. We'll
what's
see.
Up, Dom?
Joe, how you doing?
Good, Dom. What's up?
Hey, you.
Hey.
And I already spoke. I already argued with Kyle off the air.
No, I'm not surprised.
So, Joe, here's what this kid did. In 4 years, he's won 48 games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yes.
He's been to two Super Bowls, correct?
Correct.
1-1. And in that Super Bowl season, the Eagles won more football games in one season than any other team in the history of the league. In the history of the league in one season. Right, Joe?
Wait, what?
That well, so they what won? They won how many games? 18 games?
They won 20 games.
20 games.
No, they won 18 games. 18. Now,
nailed it.
These other so-called elite quarterbacks, right, you? Didn't he go to Kansas City and whoop that guy's butt in Kansas City?
Didn't he
go to Cincinnati and whoop that guy's butt in Cincinnati?
That would be Joe Burrow.
Didn't he go to Baltimore and whoop that guy's butt in Baltimore?
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, you know what? And Joe, I wanted to ask you a question. The reason I called is I wanted to ask you a question.
I'm ready.
You asked the caller, if the Eagles give up 40 points, can you blame Jalen Hurts?
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And here's why he's so. Here's the answer. The other team's not going to score 40 points because Jalen Hurts quarterbacks a team that dominated the NFL in time of possession. So the other team ain't going to get the ball enough to score 40 points.
It's a great point. It's part of why he's so good. I mean, I'm with you on that, Dom. His ability to convert first downs makes him as good as he is. The tush push, his running ability, good on third. I agree with all
well,
that
so,
stuff.
So 2023 didn't happen where we had to win shootouts because the defense sucked?
Well, that was that year.
Okay. I just, you know.
Well, that was enough. Like I told Kyle off the air, and he got all bent out of shape.
Yeah, that doesn't sound
like
me.
That's the biggest proof of all.
At all.
With that slot defense, okay, you saw Josh Allen melt in that overtime game, and Jalen got
that win,
too.
Did he even get the ball?
Got that win, too. Another one for Jalen.
He did. Now, Dom.
The Bills put up 34 points.
It's a good phone call, Dom, and I appreciate your perspective. Let's just throw some context in here, because Dom threw some context his way. We're taking liberties with went to Kansas City and beat up Mahomes.
I know. Come on.
I think if my memory serves right, Jalen Hurts in that game threw for about 110 yards. They scored like 16 points. I mean, how many points? 20
Harmon
points?
Harmon dropped like the game-winning touchdown.
I know. I remember the game. I mean, so we had that, right? Mm-hmm. So now, the game against Josh Allen, that was a good old-fashioned shootout. That was a fun one. And Jalen had the big throw at the end in the rain, mm-hmm. and he put his...
124 net passing yards.
In the Kansas City game in Kansas City? Yeah. Mm-hmm. They did kick their ass in the Super Bowl. Jalen played great in that game. I think he played great against Joe Burrow. Can I take a little exception to going to Baltimore and beating the crap out of Lamar? He was 11 of 19 for 118 yards. Did Jalen Hurts go beat the crap out of the Ravens, or did the Eagles beat the Ravens?
See, that's where it gets a little, for some people.
But I don't think it's even
there is a correct answer. I mean, just want to avoid the obvious because
it damages your story.
It really doesn't.
I mean, who's the quarterback of the Eagles when they won that game?
Oh my goodness.
It was Jalen Hurts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who was the quarterback of the Eagles when they beat the Saints? Jalen Hurts, right? I mean, but we give him props for that game. It all depends on how you choose to look at it. That's the bottom line.
Well, I choose to look at it the right way.
Well, you choose to look at it through glasses where you don't want to give Jalen, for whatever reason, his accolade.
You mean where the defense dominated?
Why do we do this for him and nobody else? Like
We do this for every quarterback that we like
But let's use Saquon for an example. And I know he's not a quarterback. Saquon, I believe, was Eagles' best player last year. Has anyone ever said since the Super Bowl, he's the reason they won the Super Bowl because he's great? No, he didn't do much that day. Like, why is it offensive to say Jalen has won some games where he didn't do much?
Because he's the quarterback.
But that doesn't matter.
It does matter. Because when we talk about Tom Brady, we don't talk about the teams that Tom Brady had around him. We talk about Tom Brady as an entity.
We talk about Belichick.
He's the GOAT.
So you're right, but I disagree to an extent. You're right, because he did it for 20 years.
Yeah, but he still talked about it like that. And when we talk about Russell Wilson, to your point, we talk about the defense now, but in the moment, it was Russell Wilson because he was an entity with the Seahawks.
I disagree.
That was the Legion of Boom. Yeah. The Legion of Boom.
Marshawn Lynch.
Okay,
Marshawn Lynch.
Joe Burrow. We don't talk about the fact that when Joe Burrow came into the league, they gave him two All-Pro receivers that he worked with in college. We don't talk about that. We just talk about Joe Burrow and his greatness.
Well, I agree with you on Chase. I mean, Higgins, he wasn't even a high pick.
They gave him some receivers. They gave him some help.
Sure.
But it's just for Jalen. And I get it because I think it has a lot to do with where Jalen was drafted, because he's not looked at as the pedigree quarterback.
You know what I think we're doing with Jalen?
The draft thing doesn't matter to me.
We're doing what we used to do with starting pitchers. If they get a win, they won the game. No, they didn't. Mm-hmm. Like, if a pitcher goes out there and gives up four runs and his team scores seven, right, I'm not going to come on here and be like, wow, what a winning start. Like, Jalen had quite a few of those games this past year where he was the quarterback. They won with him. But like
they won was in spite of him.
No, they didn't win in spite of him, but he's not the driving. The Baltimore game is the one that stands out the most to me. He wasn't the driving force of that game. They scored 24 points, which is fine. Now, that's a fair day, not a special day, but it's a fair day. He was 11 of 19.
I remember,
and he only ran for 29 yards. It was like he ran for 100.
I remember vividly that morning walking in the day after they won the Ravens game, and the first thing somebody said to me is, "How about that defense?"
That was the week we said, "Is this the best Eagles defense you've ever seen?"
Because, I remember that conversation.
Yeah.
I remember, and like I said, I remember having conversations where, you know, you sit there and people would ask, what the hell is Jalen doing?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That, I mean, those conversations were had. But the bottom line is this. Jalen, whatever this team needed to do to win, Jalen should get credit for that, whether it's if he had the numbers or not. Because we've heard on more than one occasion, Jalen runs the offense the way that he sees fit, correct? We did hear A.J. Brown tell somebody that. And whatever that is, and what, however it played out, Jalen got those wins by hook or by crook. And for whatever reason, it feels like it became style points. Well, he didn't do it this way, or the defense did that at the third. I think that's what people hear. And the bottom line is this. Was Jalen numbers that great during the course of the season at times? Nah. Not at all. But Jalen Hurts was always under center for the most part all season long. And that, to me, is why he gets the props. And he did exactly what he needed to do in that Super Bowl to win it.
Well, I got props to give to somebody else around here.
Who you got?
Well, you know, we usually, we have fun with you, Hugh, when you, you know, you take liberties with when it's time for break, when it's not, when you're...
I take liberties, I like when
you say that. Yeah, so sometimes you do. You walk, and then you had the one time, you had the pop-up moment, where you just
walked.
Yeah,
you just completely, I just wandered out the studio.
Well, it was, you're not the only one. So let's take a listen. This morning, Jody Mack in for John Ritchie, and on the morning show, sometimes they'll do a read, like an advertisement. Joe, we'll talk about, you know, whatever. It's during the segment, though. It's not a commercial.
Yeah, they do like live. They do reads during. Yeah. Like in, yeah,
so the obviously segment. There's no audio of him not being there. But this is the reaction.
Right.
To,
so Jody, yeah. Just to pay, if you missed it this morning, Jody just left during the segment. It wasn't a commercial break. Jody maybe thought it was going to be. So here it is. Here's the reaction
on
that.
Well, so hold on. Because they called Jody to make sure, hey, like you got to come back in.
But he didn't have his phone
and
on.
And his phone was in the studio.
All right, let's listen to this.
Casey was right on the edge of Niagara Falls.
Of going and not being able to continue the interview. I also loved how he did the we him thing. I thought that was really cool because It's like he did help him. He was there the whole time. He was like his whole life helping him learn how to do that and coaching him and all that. But in the moment, he's like, this isn't about me. This is about my kid. I really respected that. I thought that was a really cool thing.
Here's what I don't respect.
Yeah, I was trying to carry it and trying to help you out here.
So I wasn't going to call out to Mac, man.
We don't have a choice at this point.
But I don't have a choice for two. First off, his phone is ringing. I don't know if you guys just heard that. His phone was just going wild while you were talking, James. Mm-hmm. Jody left the studio like 2 minutes ago. I thought we were headed to a commercial break. Mac, man! We're not in a commercial break.
Oh. Dan Wilson is running around the studio trying to find him. Like,
I mean,
not
all because you were doing a commercial.
Yeah, I said coming like, up in a minute. I'm going to tell you what time. Ben Davis said. I mean, that's Q4. We're not going to commercial break. Wait, what is this?
Quickest that commercial break of all time.
Not only does he leave, he gets a phone call, perhaps from someone to say, hey, Jody, did you just leave the studio? They're talking without you. Guy doesn't take his freaking phone.
And doesn't have his ringer off in the first place. You're on the radio. And like, what are we doing?
I mean, is he a professional or not?
I want that. First of all, that we need that as a drop. Is he a professional or not?
I feel a little attacked a little.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, it just feels like, you know, I just feel attacked.
But you should feel better. You're not the only one.
That's what I'm saying.
We're trying
I feel
to uplift
like,
you.
Know, you. I'm saying I feel attacked.
I did notice something, though.
I haven't walked out of the studio in a while.
It was last week.
It's literally been a
week. I didn't walk out last week.
You were just late to the back from the break.
No, I was running my mouth in the hallway. That's what it
so
was.
So I did notice something that does show a little bit of a difference in the team in the morning versus the midday.
What's that?
So Joe and James tried to protect Jody.
Y'all throw me on.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we called you out right away.
Yeah, they tried to protect him by not saying anything. They were having their own conversation until the phone went off, and then Joe had to address it.
Yeah.
When you're not here, right away we tell everyone.
Yeah, because I mean, I have senior moments every now and then. But most of the time, I'm holding court.
You're
in
right
the hallway.
There. Yeah.
I'm in the hallway.
From what I understand, Jody might have been out of the building.
Yeah, I think he left.
Okay.
I think he left.
All right, let's go to Tony, who's up on WIP. Then we'll check in with you people. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, Tony. What's up?
Father's Day, too.
You too, Tony.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's actually been over a year since last time I called.
Well, it's good to hear from you, Tony.
Down here in North Carolina.
What do you got for us?
Okay, so I think Jalen Hurts should be in the top five on your list.
Okay, how come?
Because he not only throws the ball and he's considered one of the top quarterbacks in the league, but he's also, he can go in and step in there and play running back. Huh? I've seen him throw some blocks on the field.
You saw him. You heard him.
Better than just running about back. Anybody.
You heard him. Let him cook.
So Tony, he's an impactful runner.
He's an all-around athlete, and he's intelligent enough to run the entire offense.
Let him cook.
Well, he's quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. You can't just replace that. And what did he do before Saquon? You can't say he was a slouch before Saquon.
He was not a slouch, no. No.
No, he was winning games.
But does it mean he's a better player than Saquon or a better player than Zach Wheeler?
Oh, I ain't saying he's a better player than Saquon.
Right. Well,
I said top five. Saquon is the best player in Philadelphia.
All right, let me ask you this. I'll just run off the top five on my list. You tell me who Jalen should be on over, okay? Saquon Barkley, Zach Wheeler, Jalen Carter, A.J. Brown, Kyle Schwarber. Who should I knock off to put Hurts in?
All right, so maybe I'd put him five.
Well, that'd be six.
I'd say Schwarber.
Oh, you want to knock Schwarber off? All right. I mean, Schwarber's a DH. I think there's something to...
There's an argument there.
Yeah, he is he's a one-dimensional player. And Tony, we get it. I appreciate the call. Are we now giving Jalen Hurts credit for normal things? He runs the whole offense. He's the quarterback of the team. Like, why would I not imagine he could run the offense?
You forgot he's the only quarterback that does his checks at the line of scrimmage.
Well, we did hear that last week.
Only quarterback in the league.
I didn't subscribe to that.
No.
I know, but like when we talk about Josh Allen and Joe Burrow, we don't say he runs his offense.
Well, see,
that's their job.
That's one of those things that, you know, that kind of plays into... It all depends on what side of the narrative that you want to be on.
Like you throw that in, on top.
Yeah, I mean, he's a it's no secret, Jalen is a very polarizing figure when it comes to what people think about him and the credit that he deserves, no question
about it. It's funny,
that.
The polarization has changed. Like 3 or 4 years ago was, can he play, right? That was our debate. And then mm-hmm. We moved past that because obviously he can play and he's a good quarterback. Mm-hmm. Then it became, is he great or is he good? And that's where we are now.
Well, It's hilarious to me because it shouldn't be polarizing. Like, I think people saying that he's a maybe top five quarterback in the NFL and he is good enough to play well in big games and win a Super Bowl.
Should be good enough.
That should be enough for everybody. But it's not. And people have to push it and go too far and say he's the best quarterback in the league and then just forget about what the defense did and what Saquon did all season long, and then we go way too far. It shouldn't be this way.
I view WIP as checks and balances system, and we're keeping everyone in check here.
Yeah, I never went that far.
Yeah,
well, I never said he was.
You said he was a bigger reason than the defense for winning.
Yeah, I did. He was.
Well, he was.
And I stand by that.
Even
in that Super Bowl game, yes, he was.
Even the crazy people on Twitter are all saying the defense was a bigger reason for winning the Super Bowl.
I don't care what those people on Twitter say.
Well,
I'm telling you what I saw, and what I saw was him step up to the plate and make some clutch play.
Doesn't help that I'm blind.
I'm not taking anything away from that defense. But Jalen played his butt off. Jalen did. Okay, can we say this? Jalen did everything in that game that you didn't think he could do during the regular season.
No, ooh. I thought he could do it, just didn't do it enough.
Okay, he didn't do it enough, but he did it he needed to.
He did play great. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
that doesn't mean he's the biggest reason they won the game.
I believe that to be the case.
I know you do. Yes, I'm sorry to hear that.
I know, but that's what I believe. That's what I believe wholeheartedly.
I had an analogy. I'm going to save it.
Save it for what?
Well,
we're here.
We get, all right. If the Phillies won a game 10-3,
mm-hmm.
okay, and 10-2, the starting pitcher goes 8 innings and allows 2 runs, they're winning the game 5-2 or 6-2 in the bottom of the 8th inning.
Mm-hmm.
And Bryce Harper hits a grand slam. So now he goes from 2-3 to 3-4 with a grand slam. He had a great game. Mm-hmm. The biggest reason they won that game is the starting pitcher that held the opponent down. His grand slam is cosmetic.
As icing on the cake. Mm-hmm.
That's the dagger, and that's the final statistics for Jalen. It's icing. Doesn't mean they wouldn't play well. I mean, it's awesome, but Bryce Harper, I wouldn't come in the next day and say he won that game.
I would say
Wheeler did.
In this analogy, the Jalen would be the pitcher. In your analogy,
but
my opinion,
I know, but
Jalen's
our
defense,
holding the opponent down.
No, Harper's offense.
Jalen's the pitcher.
He's not
in this situation. To me, he is.
But he can't.
How can he be defense?
He's
offense. I'm just saying he's in this analogy. He's the pitcher.
In what world?
In the world that the way he set up his story.
Now we're talking about changing things up.
No, I mean it's just
Jalen Hurts is
the way you choose to look at it, and I chose to look at Jalen in this situation.
I actually appreciate that spin from you.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
That is world class spin.
It really is.
I don't know why y'all laughing.
Because pitchers are not offensive players.
No, they're defense. I'm just saying if you ask me
like
that,
the analogy was just fine the way it was.
No. And like I said, in this analogy, Jalen is the pitcher.
He's not.
Actually, it's the funniest thing I've ever
seen. I mean, it's
amazing.
It was his best spin job I've ever
heard. With a straight face.
It's unbelievable.
Why y'all laugh?
I have no response. You win this round.
I don't understand why y'all laughing. I don't even know what's going on.
Let's go to you people. I'm out. I got nothing.
I don't know what y'all laughing.
You win.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
I do want to remind everybody, by the way, you can see Joe Conklin and my dad at the City Rhythm Orchestra in the story of Philly sports put to music, Wildwood Public High School, where I was getting it on.
Yeah, you better watch out. You better take
time on off.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Friday, July 11th in Ocean City, New Jersey, Music Pier. Saturday, July 12th. Get tickets at joeconklin.com. All of us are idiots, by the way, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
we left off Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman at the top 11 athletes list.
But they're not athletes.
I'm all for throwing people who don't belong in the list, but come on, people, please. I mean, can we stop?
Nope, we're morons, guys.
I mean, that's worse than Kevin Sullivan, who's like 12 years old.
Yeah, I mean, we can read. Some of us are capable of reading. So we put up the poll earlier today. Should Joe Giglio buy back into the Phillies?
Yep.
Joe Giglio should be fired.
That's strong. I mean, yeah, that's strong. Is that at Frankie Two Scoops over there?
Yeah, Frankie Two Scoops.
You might have a few other choice words.
Might.
No way. He is done.
What does that mean? I'm done.
I don't know, dude.
I'm done.
No context at all, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Some more without context. Well, I guess we do know the context of this one. These guys do not know sports.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with
idiots.
On that.
I mean, just total morons. Yep, I agree.
And of course, slow news day.
Yeah, that's my. Mm-hmm. I think every poll needs a slow news day, no matter what it is.
Starting to wonder if those people like are doing it just to be that guy.
They are,
and they know that it bothers.
Yeah,
us.
And I actually kind of laugh when I see it now.
Yep. I like this one. Soon as Hughes Clues started, oh God, here we go.
I kind of live for those now. Yeah. Those are pretty cool.
Yep. and apparently I'm the company man today just because I'm wearing a Phillies hat.
I thought of it. I didn't want to call you out on it, but you're the way back in, wearing the hat,
God
on
forbid,
the payroll.
I'm a fan, and I wear gear on my team. The company man thing's gone too far if I'm not allowed to wear a Phillies hat, guys.
Well, no, what you have to do is you have to wear it the next time we rip the Phillies.
And rip them.
That way you show
you
everyone
consistent. Yeah,
you're a true fan, just a company man.
Swept the Blue Jays, man.
Like, I know.
It's a great time to wear Phillies gear.
Yeah, it is.
Just saying. Yep. let's see. This is a good one. On the Joe Giglio poll.
Mm.
Should WIP go off the air? And no is winning.
Oh, okay. Well,
so that guy took an L.
Bad news for you. We're still here. On the air.
That's a big L, and you might want to delete that if you're trying to do the whole ratioed poll and you lose it.
Yeah, not good. Not good. You lost.
That's such a tough look. Yep. And last one here. Hugh needs to be put on a list after his list. FBI's most wanted.
You know what? Today wasn't that bad. I thought it would be a lot worse for me than it was.
Well,
today.
So full transparency, the majority of the chat today were people arguing amongst themselves about the top 11s and stuff like that.
That's good.
So, I mean, you know.
I guess I take this today as a win for me.
No, you should.
I mean, I won this whole debate.
You didn't win anything.
I won.
You just tried to spin pitchers into offensive players or whatever the heck that was.
I didn't spin anything. I just told you how I saw it. I didn't spin anything. I just told you how I saw it.
It was elite spin.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I don't understand. I don't understand what you're talking about.
The pitcher is the defense on the
team. No, I'm just saying.
It's prevention.
I just said in this story, it's like Jalen would be.
Yeah, okay. So then we're admitting at least that you're changing the narrative.
Yeah, I didn't change the narrative.
Because that's exactly what
that is. This is the definition of moving the line.
I didn't change it. I just told you the way that I saw it.
Well, so what you said is whoever the MVP is, I just make that Jalen, regardless of the outcome.
I didn't say that. You did. That's what you said.
I'm going to talk to Joe Mayfair. What's up, Joe? Hey, Joe.
You guys are all crazy. It's always a pleasure. You guys are all crazy. This, you know, Jalen Hurts, the conversation. I'm the biggest Jalen Hurts guy in the city, but the defense put him up 17-0, which allowed Hurts to be more relaxed, be more comfortable in that game, and just do what he needed to do to make sure the Chiefs didn't come back by putting up more points. But the defense did win that game. But, you know, there is a player in this town who's been here 8 years that just gets totally disrespected, and we don't win both Super Bowls without this player. Giglio, can you name him?
8 years he's been here?
Yes.
Is it Mailata?
We don't win either Super Bowl, and Kyle knows that. I told Kyle, and we don't win either Super Bowl without this player who is 26 for 27.
Jake Elliott. It's Jake Elliott.
I think they win the second one.
We don't beat the Rams without his 4 field goals.
Oh, okay.
No.
I get what
you know, Joe, what's amazing about that is how up and down he was during the season, but then in field goals in the playoffs, he's been money. I mean, they certainly don't win.
Nobody more clutch in the playoffs in career of kicking than Jake Elliott, 26 for 27. We don't kick the field goal against the Giants in week 3, that 63-yarder.
The season might be over at
that
point.
We don't win the bowl that year either.
Joe, I agree with that, and we're up against that. I agree with that. I mean, I still would say Vinatieri, in terms of all time. I don't know if his ratio is as good, but in terms of clutch.
Yeah, Vinatieri was a clutch kicker.
Yeah, I mean, no, Jake's been very clutch. And the Rams game, they needed every point, obviously, because at the end it got very tight. So it's an interesting one. Tough regular season last year, but he delivered in the playoffs. All right, that's enough for us today. Enough for us spinning stuff. We'll spin some more yarns tomorrow. Afternoon show is next. Go Phil's tonight. They'll start to unveil the top 11 athletes in Philadelphia right now. Afternoon show next. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.